What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Tempster Podcast. We had been embarking on a journey in recent times that we're excited to share with you all. And just to try to break down some in-depth aspects and also give you the overall themes of what we have been doing, it is this 90-day challenge where we gave ourselves 90 days starting, you know, literally now going into the summer to gain momentum, obviously. Right now we're in about May. We're trying to do this to the end of August to help us out really kind of just self-identify what we're trying to do exactly in life now. We had transitioned out of a career that we thought we enjoyed. We had quit our job recently. You can listen to all of our previous podcast episodes. Those are really great binging episodes, or especially if you're commuting, check those out. It talks about dreams and why I quit my job and why I went to school and did master's degree and did all this stuff. Career transitioning at the age, you know, and 30 years old and older, and scary moments and what we've done. So please take a listen to those previous episodes also right before this one. But we had been continuing that challenge. And when we do update you all on our podcast, this is our Tempster Podcast, our solo endeavor where we talk to ourselves, we answer ourselves, and we also hope that these stories uplift you all on the journey. And trust me, I know it will. It is therapeutic also, so we love to be on here with you all. So I appreciate y'all. There's been tons of people now that have been hitting me up in recent times, because we also have smaller video clips also on our Tempster Podcast YouTube. So you can always check that out. A lot of it is faith-based, taking risk, going for your dreams, hustling, fitness. Our brand just entails a lot of that. So if you're into stuff like that, just all types of self-development, man, you can just check that out on YouTube also and hit us up. This 90-day challenge now, what I'm talking about, is something that it's been very scary. Elementary as shit, right? Great word, Tim. But it's scary. You know, we had been doing for these past days is that we promised ourselves this 90-day challenge. When we quit our job, we obviously were very depressed for a while. We took kind of like 3 weeks to a month off before we even started to decide this. Now we're giving ourselves 90 days to kind of live it up. Like, all right, what are you going to do? What type of foundation you're going to build? What type of fundamentals you're going to build? What type of risk you're willing to take? And who are you as a person? And on top of all that, we are alone. We're not dating. We don't have kids. We don't have anything. So we just kind of have tons of time to think, refresh. And I wanted to enjoy the summer because the weather's beautiful over here in Texas. So it's just in Texas, it's beautiful in the summer. So I know it's a great time for me to always reflect and take. I always take my walks with nature and with God. Every time around lunch. So that was just the start of everything, right? When I first quit my job, I was like, okay, well, what can we do to rebuild ourselves fundamentally in a foundation? Now, getting into how we thought of this 90-day process, because we know about the 75 hard with first form. They actually do that. It's more of like a tougher, grittier one. This is more of like a nice being a best friend to yourself is what I like to say. I like to be a best friend to myself. Like if you could create your own best friend, like what would you do and what type of advice would you be giving to that best friend, you know? And so it all goes back to that imagination, you know, when you're little and you're talking to yourself. And it is true. I think as adults, we don't adhere to that much. We don't really talk to ourselves as much nicely, right? I know a bunch of shit is going around from bills. Adulting's a bitch. Right. And I know we don't actually get to be nice to ourselves anymore. And so that's what this 90-day challenge is. It's being my own best friend, reflecting. Now, before I even encourage anyone to do this, the reason why it's like this for me right now, one, I'm very spiritually inclined. Like I have huge faith. My ethic is through the roof. I work my ass off. I have multiple businesses. I'm a content creator also at the end of the day. And then on top of all, like, I also saved a lot of money from my job so that I can reinvest into myself and reinvest in what's really important, which is mental health, which is health in general, my spirituality, God, of course, health, my finances, what finances I can use right now to really reinvest and build that higher. So that's kind of like the backstory of everything. So if you're looking into doing stuff and taking a risk on that dream, just know that you have to have some money saved aside, especially if you're an adult. Adulting, we all know with inflation and all this shit going crazy, that you need something. So what we've been doing now, well, we have 90 days and right now we are on. So if you want to count from the beginning, we're on day 13. Or if you want to count down, it's day 77 out of, you know, all the way through, all the way until we hit day zero. And what I've found out subconsciously. So here's the first challenge I did with myself. I said, well, what am I going to like better if I'm saying 90 days, right? Because we as humans, we underestimate what we can do in 6 months to a year, and we try to overestimate what we can do in a fucking weekend. Sometimes I'm like, all right, this week I'm gonna do all this. I'm gonna have overnight chain. I'm gonna get this rolling. Yeah, we're gonna win. We're getting millions now. And then like when I'm like, oh, 6 months, and then I'm just like, oh shit, man, and I underestimate what I can get done in all that time. So that's what I feel we do naturally as humans. Another example was like when I was at Target, I was checking out, and one of the clerks came up to me, and you know, he was a gay male. So he was checking me out, and he was just like, hey, you know, how long you been working out for? And I was like, man, I've been doing this for about maybe like 7 years now. He's like, 7 years? He's like, when do you actually see results though? So here you go, right here. This is what I'm talking about as humans naturally, where we underestimate what we can do in a long format, but we overestimate what we can do shortly. So I guess he was trying to get like a summer bod going or something. And I was like, I'll probably see. When I saw my own results, where I was just like, oh shit, like this is dope, I would say it was about maybe 8 months to 2 years, within that little small span, depending on how like often and how disciplined I was and how consistent. He was like, what, 2 years? And I was like, there you go. Like, people, we always want overnight success on certain things, right? So what I found subconsciously, what happens just because I feel that we underestimate and overestimate what we can do in short and long amount of time, is that I wrote down two versions of this 90-day challenge. So I did it where I was counting down the days, where I wrote literally day 90. And then on the other side, I wrote day one. Like, I'm trying to let both of my like sides of my brain just work in my subconscious. Like, what reads it better? What I found better is counting down helps me out a lot more. Now, because if I started from day one and put day two, day three, all that, I feel like I'll get impatient a lot faster because I'm looking at it. I'm like, damn, I'm barely on day 10. Like, what? And you go fucking crazy in this challenge because you're doing discipline, consistency, and you're just reinventing, rebuilding, and you're trying to do, and you're breaking habits that you've been doing all your life. I'm in my 30s, so it's like, I'm 32 to be exact. I just turned 32, shit. So I'm thinking about all these yearly habits and I'm breaking these habits. So in 90 days, so of course I'm gonna get crazy mad, like diet's changing. So now you get lightheaded every once in a while. Like, things always happen when changes happen. It's uncomfortable. That's what it's meant to be for this challenge. But like what I said, we're a little bit nicer than the 75 hard with Andy Frisella. If you want to do that with First Form, yo, that's grit right there, my respect. Now I can get that gritty, but I'm a little bit nicer right now, especially as I get older. So I found that writing day one, day two, day three, just not really that good in my opinion. I was like, I feel like I'm gonna get impatient. I feel like I'm gonna look at it, especially on my hard days. I'm gonna be like, fuck, man, this is gonna take forever, bro. Like, there's no way I'm gonna do it. And I'm gonna want to break that habit easily and be like, all right, I could just take one day, right? I have all these days left. Like, I think that's the number one factor, is that what happened to a lot of people is that they'll look at the days and be like, oh, I still got plenty of time. All right, well, let me just kind of do this now. Let me have this pizza, or let me go do this bullshit, go out drinking this night. So I, like, you know what I mean? Just knocks off like the curve of it. While when you're counting down from the days, here's my argument on this of why I like counting down on my board now. I have it on my dry erase. I don't count from the beginning. I'm counting down. So when I saw day 90, and then I saw day 89, day 88, 87, 86, every morning I erase it. I put one down. And today I was marking day 77. And when I was marking day 77 today, I was like, whoa, like, this is cool. Like, I like this version better because you kind of know, you give yourself the patience and the focus to know, like, all right, I got time, but I don't got time, because you're racing down the days. You start recognizing like how fast life really starts rolling, especially if you're really changing a lot of shit in your life, like environments and lifestyle and all that. It goes by fast. And businesses, and you're just hustling, and you're trying to reflect also, basically the whole, you know, circle of life balance, right? Keeping my sanity while hustling. You notice that, like, you're like, oh shit, like, this is dope. Okay, well, cool. How you know, just being aware of that is like, okay, it makes you build up the gratitude a little bit better now, and it lets you do things. So when I saw it today, I'm on 77, I was like, all right, cool. So now what I want to do is just kind of break down everything of like every one word theme, like I promised earlier, because this challenge is very important. I'm going to be sharing this as a actual training program that I'll be offering to probably the student athletes, especially, and just overall just a bulletproof mindset type of training, which I'll be doing with my speaking. Because if y'all don't know me, I have done a few TED Talks. And I plan on getting back more on the physical nature of speaking, going to events, probably helping out younger students, college students, startup businesses, and more, especially as my tech business continues to get way better. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to share some of the theme words. So on day 90, when I wrote day 90, I was excited. I was like, oh shit, like day 90, hell yeah. Like, you know, you're excited when you make a change. Making a decision is very powerful though. That's actually a huge chunk of percentage of the actual success, in my opinion. making the decision and being firm with your decision is like you're respecting yourself so that now eventually others will see and respect that when they see that ethic from you. So I day 90, I made the decision. I was super excited. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Let's go, man. Day 90. Let's go. We made a new decision. We're changing our life. We left this job. We left this in the past. I don't care how old I am. It's never too late to transition in life. You're kind of just more optimistic. You're excited. Everybody, you know, it's the honeymoon phase of life changing, you know. So day 89, I wrote inspiring. I felt after one day, when you do something for one day and it's brand new, of course you're inspired now. So I wrote the word inspiring. I guess just because that theme, I just felt like really driven due to everything going on that was different in my life, different habits, different lifestyles. Like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not bullshit anymore. Day 88, I wrote momentum, which I feel that this goes within that honeymoon phase when things are new. And, you know, things are still new. I'm only 13 days in. But I've already had a couple of downfalls, so you're going to hear some of them right now. So momentum was one. I felt like it was decision day, inspiring momentum. Day 87 was my biz revamp. So after all of this, I was already kind of, those were just more busyness attributes those first 3 days. So when I got to the biz revamp, I finally started setting a foundational ground, which took forever to build a better business. I did the revamp. I rebranded logos. I restructured everything, all of my media. I started getting back on this podcast again. I started doing so much more. After that, 86 was actually I believe that was like a Sunday when that started coming around. I'm trying to remember what day landed exactly. But day 86 was more of a reflection on decision. So now I was already 5 days in. I think it was like Friday or something now already at this point. And shit, I had to do the math on that. I don't know what day it was, man. I was just writing numbers down. I'm just ready to go. But it was a reflection on my decision already for day 86. So I kind of rested at that moment a little bit. And then I did a reflection on decision. I promised myself I didn't want to reflect a lot more. Also, not just grind to where I'm just like burnt. So day 85 was preparation for all in. Meaning like, all right, now we got some honeymoon phase out the way. We rested a little bit. Now we got to prepare to know that, yo, this is for real now. And when you're like for real, it's you know for a fact it's for real, it's going down. 84, I wrote mellow day. It was pretty slow. So meaning I believe it was like really rainy that day and I kind of just was going through the motions. I had a mellow day. So probably one of my first days was kind of weird. And then 83 was my mom's birthday. So it was very emotional for me. I actually did not really do too much work that day. And then I had to recognize my future on that point because my mother, if you heard my previous episodes, my mother is very sick. And so it was my mom's B-day. I went to go visit her in the nursing home. And then I had to I came home and I was like, damn, because when you walk into a nursing home, guys, like you start to recognize that, you know, how short life is. And so I was just kind of just did a whole recognition, another reflection type day, but I was still working that day. It just felt weird. It was a little bit more emotional. I wasn't as peppy in my step as I was obviously on decision day and all the aspiring and momentum stuff. Day 82, reconfiguration. So I kind of did from the emotional standpoint, I had to, you know, have my head down. It sucks when you see your mom declining in health and she's getting older. And so it was more of a reconfiguration. I was like, all right, cool. Had a little bit better of a focus. Now, I never used like that my mom as a full drive for me to keep going. I just use myself as a drive to stay consistent and disciplined versus trying to find motivation. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, the world's mine now. Like, I don't want to be mad or too happy about, you know, my mom. I don't use that as a selfish force. I just try to do what I got to do and keep it moving forward. Day 81, I was burnt out. So within 9 days, I was already burnt out. I put burnt out literally in quotations, and I feel because that burnt out phase was more of like, I went all in. It was so different for your body. So what I've tested right now is that if you go, I already had kind of a rest day also in between. So 8 to 9 days in, if you're changing your life completely, and I mean completely, like these are really, really life-changing things I'm doing. From dieting, from running every day to working out every day, 7 days a week, stretching and meditation and spiritual guidance, working on finances, building multiple businesses again, and traveling, getting into emails and conversations and meetings. And I'm talking about branding, content creation on top of all. This is very heavy duty that I'm doing. And 81, I was already burnt out. So within 9 days, I was already burnt out. And then after that, after 81, I was burnt out. So I actually rested day 81. So 9 days in, I already had probably like a day and a half of rest. 80 is face the music. So day 80 wasn't really an amazing day. I put face the music because you had to face the reality. I was like, shit, I have no guarantee here. I have no actual real time left in terms of how everybody else is traditionally building their life. So I had to sit back and talk to myself. The day 80 was facing the music theme, and I was like, shit, what am I doing with my life? And do you recognize the bullshit you're putting yourself through right now? Notice that you're fucking delusional, but in a good way. And notice that you're not going traditional. You're going completely the other way, like from having a family, being married to, you know, like just everything. I don't know, all types of insurances, whatever. Like, just know you're doing that all on your own right now. You're not doing it through companies, no benefits, no, none of that stuff. You're facing the music. You're like, yo, what you're doing is crazy. It's a 0.00001% of what you are in this world. And you're taking that risk. And so I was like, so be it, man. I'm facing the music. I'm not going to be judging myself. I'm not going to be comparing myself or any of that stuff. So day 79 was a realization of the process. So 11 days in now, on day 11 or number 79 for me, I like counting down, like what I said. It was realization of the process. So realization of the process was more like, you have to respect how, this is where it kind of comes back to what I said earlier. I said, we underestimate what we can get done in 6 months and we overestimate what we can do in a weekend. Me on my end, I overestimated what I can do in the last maybe 10 to 15 days or 13 to be exact. And I just recognized like, fuck, this is going to take a lot longer than I thought, but it's also not going to take too long because we built such a dynamic foundation for our success that I was like, wait a minute. So it was a realization of the process, respecting the game, respecting the hustle, respecting all the criteria it takes to do this stuff. It's very much not as easy as what people are sharing online. So please don't listen to that stuff. Please find people that are actually sharing journeys like myself that I'm sharing with you all. Find people that are showing authenticity and recognizing that this is very hard. And so I respected the grind, and so that allowed for me to do that. 78 is refocus plus patience. So it was yesterday was another refocus because I had to face the music, and I did on a day 80 and then day 79 I the realization, and then today was yesterday was a refocus and a patience progression, meaning I had to sit back, be like, okay, this is going to take a lot longer than you thought. You're not going to get rich in these next 90 days, like as far as multi-millions. Now you can start making huge momentum progress, doubling your income for sure, maybe even tripling it or even further. God is amazing. Doesn't mean you're going to be a multi-millionaire, billionaire, Bill Gates in 90 days. So know that you're patient. Know that you're not going to be a global superstar like crazy that all overnight, right? What you're doing is you set your foundation a long time ago, and we're just kind of reinvesting that foundation to build a little bit of an urgency and to see what we can really do in these 90 days. So it was a refocus plus patience yesterday. And then as today is number 77, that's what we're figuring out. We feel good today. It's still very, very early. We just had the gym. I would say this right here would, on top of refocus, I would have to say capitalization. I think today's theme is capitalization. We're going to go with that. I'll write that down right now. And just capitalizing on patience, recognizing, respecting the game, building yourself all over again, and knowing that how long life is and how short life is. These 90 days are showing me every time I mark them down every day, it's like, oh shit, like I either fall into a loophole of like a bullshit system of like going, like just moving like a robot and just doing the same old pattern over and over. Or we try these 90 days and we continuously just strive and grind and find our emotions, but understand the emotions are just kind of like a building platform for me to just build discipline at the end of the day. So capitalization really is going to set our theme for today, knowing that we went through a bunch of emotions already in about less than 13 days, and almost every emotion already we've been through in 13 days out of 90. That's crazy. So that's where it shows right here. And guys, and so 77 is capitalization. And to wrap out our podcast today, I hope y'all really have been enjoying this. Listen, this is huge value right now. To just recognize that how long and short life is, as I'm writing down days, as I'm going through days and all the emotions you go through in such a short amount of time. And I was like, man, this is crazy. So today was like, oh shit, like, you know, even reading this out loud, I'm learning with you all that it's fast. All these days that like you listen to it, you're like, whoa, 13 out of 90 only? Like, damn. And we already been through like a shit ton of emotions. Everything's been going up and down like a roller coaster. But one thing that has been the main theme also was kind of just the discipline aura that I kept. And so we're going to keep moving on with that. And to the end of the summer. So I will share a full-on challenge on that. But it just shows overall that we overestimate a lot of stuff, and that emotions are going to come at you fast and things come at you fast. Self-doubt comes at you fast. But if you keep trying, that you do get actual results. So I feel great. I'm in the best shape of my life at over the age of 30 years old. I have a huge, great success already. I am successful in my terms. It's not just based on just alone finances or this and that. I base success on the overall well-being, and we are ultimately successful from a health standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from a hustle standpoint, and from an attitude standpoint. And I think these 90 day challenges that we just did for the Bulletproof Mindset is helping out so much. So day 77 is capitalization, and that goes with capitalizing on this podcast. And so I appreciate y'all so much. If you did tune into today's listen, thanks for those that had been following me on my new Instagram. I had took off Instagram for a while, so thanks for following me on my new Instagram. TikTok has been doing great. YouTube has been doing solid. Hit us up at TIMSTUH. Let me know what's up. And trust me, if you want to, you know, collab and do some stuff. Oh, always, I'm always up for stuff and great conversations. So we have tons of stuff to schedule. Call with us, hit us up on DMs. We're always ready to roll. And I appreciate y'all so much, man. Y'all have a good one. And peace.